Jesus. Amen. Prepare my heart, Lord Jesus. This true root of Jesse, from the direct line from David's father, is well on his way. Tonight's gospel reading has Matthew's brief narrative birth account of Jesus' arrival. Joseph was an honorable man, a good man. He didn't want any harm to come to Mary for bearing the root of Jesse, Jesus. He wasn't trying to abandon Mary. But as the text read, he tried to be hush-hush about the matter. Remember, accused adultery was no child's play at the time of Jesus. Jesus himself would later save a woman from being stoned for being caught in adultery. So in this ever-increasingly secular world, to lay claim of belief in the objective true triune God, to believe in this root of Jesse, the God-man Jesus, will become difficult. For now, we may face some jokes, but as we further claim to the objective truth that we are a creation that was made by the Almighty Creator, and that the same God became man to ransom us from sin, we may face some hostility. Take a trip to Europe to see what I mean. Some of the grandest churches are now some of the most fancy art museums. Yes, a faithful remnant remains, but we must remember our vocabulary and recall that a remnant means just a small grouping, not the vast Christian kingdoms of yore. And so, in Advent 2014, we continue to pray for the Lord Jesus to prepare our hearts to follow him through thick and thin. Turn not from me aside, and help me to receive you this blessed Adventide. This section of the final verse of our hymn of study, this Adventide, captures the essence of the Christian faith. As we walk as simul justus et peccator, simultaneously saint and sinner, doubt can creep in and make us wonder if our Lord has left us with the other unregenerate. This is a terrible place to be. As we heard towards the end of the last church year, just last month, to be told these words by Jesus, "I don't know you," is a terrible place to be. But not to be a broken record as your vicar, but remember, when we're dealing with Matthew, we got to go all the way to the end and remember this promise of Jesus. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. In the middle of that promise is the charge to baptize in the name of the triune God, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the apostles then, and now pastors, are commanded to teach all that Jesus had taught them. This includes the great promises of future glory found in heaven above, and that Jesus' very body and blood are found in the sacrament of the altar and are given for the forgiveness of sins. Further, that the office of the keys are given to the church, and that sins forgiven here on earth by the authority of Jesus Christ himself, are indeed forgiven from the throne in heaven. So, yes, Lord, help me to receive you and your promises this blessed Adventide. From stall and manger low. In our satellite and broadband connected world, the celebrity magazines and news outlets gush over the birth of the elite. Be it Prince George in jolly old England, or the new baby girl born to Jimmy Fallon. Baby bumps of the rich and famous are plastered over our television and our smartphone screens. And yesterday, news broke out of Jessica Biel's and Justin Timberlake's baby via Joey Fatone laying out the news. If only every growing baby would be welcomed like this. and in our Lord and Savior's condescending humiliation of becoming man and living and suffering and dying for us, he wasn't given a warm welcome in the finest throne room. No, it was a stinking stall and manger, the lowest of places for a baby to be born. The stench was rank. This wasn't the sparkling birth center at the Healthplex on Tecumseh. This scene captures the essence of the great reversal. God becoming man took place in the lowliest of manners. Later this Christmas season, we'll hear again that Joseph stuck around, and he and Mary offered a pair of turtle doves as they presented Jesus, the firstborn of the womb, to the temple. And since they weren't wealthy enough to afford the lamb for sacrifice, according to the law set forth in Leviticus, they had the precious lamb in their arms. Yes, they couldn't afford the lamb for sacrifice, but that very baby, Jesus himself, was the perfect lamb when they went to the temple. Come now to dwell within me. I'll sing your praises gladly, and forth your glory show. After hearing the gospel, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, this hymn ends with the cry of faith for the Lord to dwell within you. Through the joyful response to the gospel, you will sing the praises of Almighty God with great joy and gladness, and let His light shine through you. This is our Christian hope, that the Lord dwells within us here on earth and in heaven for eternity. We Christians teach, believe, and confess that we cannot save ourselves on our own. The fact that Almighty God saves us through the merits of God Himself in Jesus Christ shows a double honor. First, to His power, and to His mercy. In our weakness, God is exalted. Lord Jesus, prepare our hearts this Adventide and dwell within us now and forevermore. Amen. Now may the peace that surpasses all human understanding guard your hearts in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.